Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotel. Welcome to the Curator Read Room, which is also now called Oracle's Read by Omi Inca 7. Yes, you have the room of Omi Inca 7s, and I'd like to welcome you this evening. I'd like to say Habari Gani to my new friends, and I'd like to say what's up to my old friends. Welcome to part two for our journey to the motherland, part two. As you know, we discussed with Mr. Elmore on our last episode about the preparation for returning to Africa on a celebration. And that celebration was to be planned for Kenya. I since learned that Mr. Elmore has made an appointment and has talked with one of the officials there in Kenya about the potential celebration of us returning to the motherland. Now, what is the occasion, you might ask? Well, it's been long out overdue and outweighed that we should have returned back to our motherland to discuss what did happen to us when that transition and that great migration happened across the miry clay and through the Middle Passage. A lot has happened. A lot of us have experienced post-traumatic stress. Some of us have even been sick unto palsy, where we cannot find our psychological selves, and there is need for healing. And the only way that healing can be perceived is that we must return back to that land and be able to claim the land that we actually was born unto and legacies of. So what we have been talking about in this room, can we return back? And do we have ownership of anything? And do we have anything such as a legacy? Can we attach ourselves to the land? Because every one of you know that you cannot call yourself a black person because there is no black land, only the black dirt. And you cannot call yourself fully an African American without being part African. So where is the African part, Omi? And how do we claim our country called Africa, a great, rich, royal country with great minerals and resources, something that we would be proud to be able to connect ourselves to, something that we would even actually have, we could probably say we have heir to the throne. Every African child that's male, that's born in Africa, is born with the name of a king, meaning that he is an heir to the land. And even now, when they pull the precious minerals from the soil and they excavate in the ground to pull out the raw minerals, all of those proceeds are divided amongst all of the members of the land, and they're given a certain portion. And from what I understand, this is only in some countries. However, my question as Americans, would we have heir and royalties permission to any of these resources? And is it best that we should think about setting our business up abroad and looking at getting dual citizenship? Because we keep thinking we're poor. African Americans, you're not poor by any stretch of imagination. You are heir to a throne, and you do have some ownership in that country. And to be on the other side, if you were going to set up a business, it would be more apropos and economically sound to look at crossing the waters to set up some of your contractual business right there in the motherland. So what has been going on in the motherland that you might add? Why don't you call in at 646-478-0270. And I want to call on all those people out there that has been crying out for this opportunity to return to Africa, like my friend Jedi. Jedi, if you're out there, I want you to call in this afternoon. This is your chance to ask all the questions you want. Now, we will be talking a little bit later to our guests to go into more detail about this great migration. And there are plenty of them, ladies and gentlemen. There is not just this gentleman who's planning an engagement to meet with the Kenya's president, but there are other people that are already in route, making their way to Africa now. If everyone else from the Japanese in Asia and from people from Europe are going there to make deals with these governments to set up businesses, then by golly, this is our chance to own buildings and to own corporations again. Wouldn't it be nice if those women that are black and female who are double minorities would learn that they are entitled to billion-dollar contracts? That's right. Billion-dollar contracts through the Small Business Association. And now they're looking at the economically disabled, which most of our African-Americans, Hispanics, Native Americans fall in the category. If you are a female, you should not be looking for a job if you're African-American. You are a double minority. You should be attempting to get certified to do business with the government. What do you mean, Omi? I mean that your businesses have to be certified. You certainly have to have them registered with IRS. Your name has to be checked for availability. You need to get a NIAC number, which is a six-digit code, one also called the SAMI, and also the Dun & Bradstreet number. These are things that you need to have in place in order to qualify for a certification, and you definitely want to make sure that you have access to these things. Now, what I like to say is, if you don't get this, then what's going to happen? All of the money that was set aside for small businesses for African American women will go to non-minority people. And right now, as I speak, in some states they have no representatives who are eligible, who have completed the process of the paperwork to get on the bid list. How do you get on the bid list? You must complete all the requirements and be eligible. Number one, you must be black and be a female. A black male can also qualify. He is not a double minority like the female is, but he might qualify for the disadvantage as well and become a double minority. So why are all these contracts not being filled, you say, Omi? Because some of us are sitting on our assets and won't get up and complete the necessary paperwork to go out and to make their bids on these various contracts. There's currently one now called the Bridge Contract, and that contract is working on land contracts, on doing business with the government. That's right. They have something called the WIP, W-I-P-P, and they want to do business with minority women and minority men. And they have something called Give Me Five and Whip It on Me. And I talked about this once before, the Give Me Five but Whip It on Me. Those are the new programs that are going out. Now, you are sitting there wondering, how can I set up a corporation? You have to get structured. And you know there's many entities for a corporation. One is a sole proprietor. One is a partnership. One is an LLC. One is an S-Corp. And one is a C-Corp. Now, you might be an LLC and say, well, how can I be structured as a corporation, but I structured my entity as an LLC? There are many people now finding that they would be better off being taxed by the government and being looked at as a sole S corporation or C corporation. If you are already structured as an LLC, not that I'm a lawyer, but this is basically what it says in the documentation. And in quoting the documentations that I read off the paperwork from the IRS, it indicates you still can fill out the necessary forms to become an S-Corp and be taxed by the government as a corporation. That would require you to get an attorney to structure that, of course, and that attorney would give you all the necessary information so you can keep your LLC and be taxed as a corporation and have stocks and bonds or have membership. and pay your quarterly taxes to the state. The state would see you as an LLC, continue, but IRS would see you as an entity that's set up like a corporation that is being taxed on a four-quarter basis. Therefore, you now can take the write-offs and the advantage of a corporation. Now, not that I'm an expert at any of this, I'm new to this as well, but I found out in all my struggling to have a corporation, it would be better to get a certification so I could bid on some of the corporations and would not have to go out and struggle to look for work. Some of the work would be brought to me through the government bidding process of the contracts. Now, I am a contractual consultant, and I have contracted with 1099s. And I say to you that sometimes in just the 1099s, you can end up paying quite a bit of taxes. The name of the game now is to make sure that your tax limits are lower so that you don't have to pay unnecessary taxes and you can get the benefit out of being a corporation. I used to do taxes for corporation and corporate tax, and I'm trying to get more involved in the taxation laws and reading up on the new updated and addendums of the tax laws. Not that I'm an expert. However, I've studied, and I'm continuing to study. And I tell you, if you own a business, you're going to have to break out the old book and crack it and study some of the laws so you understand that you cannot have a business without a good attorney and a good tax accountant. And now I even say an enrolled agent, because an enrolled agent can help you structure your corporation, can help you do your taxes on your corporation, and appear in court if you're ever audited to defend you. So it's very vital that you should understand a business is just not going out there getting a bunch of things and selling them and getting a business license. You have to be properly structured. And going to Africa would be a prerequisite to having all those things done. One of the first things that Africa sent out as a FYO is if you wanted to set up a business, then you could come to Africa and they would help you structure your business there in Africa, and that they would invite you there, give you some land, and assist you because they need corporations there in Africa. So what are we doing here crying about? Oh, there is no jobs. All the jobs are gone overseas. Oh, the foreigners and the refugees are taking our jobs. You have grown out of a job. That's right. You're now looking for a yacht to own your own business and to preferably do business with the government abroad and stateside. Now, remember, you're just not doing federal business. You're doing state business. You're doing local. You're doing county. And you're working in areas that in the county areas, some of those grants, they do not even have to market. They can call you in if they've noticed what you've been doing in the community, and they could quietly offer you that grant without competing because their records will allow them to do that. So it's important to look at these county bids and look at some of the local bids in your neighborhood where there's construction or business going on. It's very vital that black women know that they're asking you and beckoning for you to sign up, get your paperwork in order, and get your certification in order so you'll be in the right position to bid. Without this, you cannot compete. Now, I want those phone lines to light up right about now at 646-478-0270. This is your OMI talking to you, and I'm talking to you about the return preparations to the motherland, but you cannot return there empty-handed without a plan. You need a business plan. You need to have a business plan structure, or you could even buy a template business plan of your industry and fill it in as you go and make it pertinent to your business. But you must have a business plan. And guess what? There are companies out there that want to lend you funds for your business. Yes, I know it's at an interest rate, but you only want a grant, you say. There are very few grants that are out there, but there are some working for the government in the construction area. There are some grants under the disabled area for the disadvantaged. Now, I want you to understand that having a contract over in Africa does not mean you have to leave the United States. You can hold a dual citizenship there in Africa and here in the homeland. It's very vital that you should call in now to discuss your situation about how you could be a part of the journey back to the motherland. And I know Mr. Elmore is just not setting this up so we can go and rub shoulders with the big man in charge, the president. We're going there to talk business. What are your opportunities for import-export? How do we get involved in selling you goods and services? That's very vital. Now, you're talking to a businesswoman. Now, you didn't know that because I'm on this airways just singing songs and clapping my hands and slapping a high five, but I'm a businesswoman, a shrewd businesswoman, and it's very vital that you should know this. Every one of you should have an incorporation. And have a corporation means to set it up and structure it properly. Go to your tax consultant. Go to your CPAs and your lawyers and ask them to structure your corporation so that you are a bona fide corporation paying taxes and taking advantage of the many different write-offs that there are available on your tax return. I'm allocating this towards taxes because that's what I figure that you should have very firm under your belt. Either you're going to do your taxes or preferably you should hire someone that's an expert to handle your taxes. Now there are enrolled agents that are out there. They are the expert in taxes. Don't hesitate to contact them. I want to say for the record, what Mr. Elmore talked about last time was his journey to Africa and the many donations he made to pay for people's way to go back to Africa. And at that time, this was many years ago, they went back on a voyage to check out Africa. Preferably, I suggest that they have a plan. Whatever you do, you should plan and put your structure in order, because if you don't plan, you will plan to fail by default. And therefore, it's important that we start early to put our plans together. And putting our plans together would mean that we have access. We have access to bringing on board anything that we want, such as we have access to making sure that all of our people are able to get on board, learn something about how to do business, and why are you doing business abroad. It is our business to get involved with gold. It is our business to get involved with all manners of minerals. It's very, very vital. It's very vital that you should understand that there's going to come a time after this election. Many of us won't have jobs. Many of us won't be able to report to a JOB. Many of us will need to have an understanding of how to structure ourselves as a business. And you can get that right here today. This is a new beginning. And we got to make this world a better place now. This is a new beginning. And you have got to understand that if you don't make the preparations for it now, you won't have an opportunity in the future to be able to take advantage of all of these great things. Now, why am I saying this? I am saying this because if you don't take advantage of all these things, you are going to be in the dark, in the dark age. Right now, the information highway is moving at a fast, fast rate and a speed so fast that there's 2 billion people coming on the information highway in the next few years. There's already currently 2 billion people on the airways. And guess what? Mozilla is bringing many, many more younger people on board. And I've been working with Mozilla to educate young people about the information highway, about how to do websites. And that's what I specialize in. Putting websites together, not under the HTML, I'm doing templates. But if I can teach young people how to do the templates and set up their websites and structure themselves. Then they're on the information highway, fast style. And then they understand the tech talk, and they understand that Microsoft has recently stopped servicing Windows XP. And there is no support system security-wise for Windows XP or Windows 0.7 or 1.8. So therefore, you are out there with software that has no security. So what do you do with that terminal if it's completely set up under Windows XP? You're going to have to look at overhauling it, transporting all your files to a new computer. Don't contrary. There's computers out there now for a little less $300 to purchase. It might be worth it. You're going to need one of these terminals in order to do business because it allows you to do business across the airways and across the sea. This is your little ticket and your tool to first start with incorporating your business as well as setting up import-export across the airways and across the land. Now, Mr. Anthony might not be able to make it and get in here today. He's on some very, very important trips. If not, we're going to reschedule him. But I'm going to talk it up for him so when he comes in here, he has a pretty doggone structured foundation to deliver on. One of the things I know Mr. Anthony Elmore has done in the past, he has worked with various different groups, taking them back to Africa, fighting to try to get an inlay into the area of the Buddhist temple, and that has been accomplished with him. They finally got that temple set up there, and because he's a Buddhist, he's been able to be a part of that. But that's not the only thing. Everybody's not a Buddhist. So I asked Mr. Elmore, what are some of the other things he's planning on doing with bringing people abroad? And in my conversation last week, he wants us to know that this time around, we're going to be sitting down at the table with our brothers and sisters. And don't give me that trash about they don't want us there. They are business people. They want anyone that can bring some business to them. And I say to you that you must remember that going to Africa is not about just going there, chewing the fat. It's about doing business. So those of you who are business minded only need to apply. If you're not about the business and economically structuring yourself as an entity where you can see yourself as a corporation and you only want to stay an LLC and you don't want to do any structuring of your business, you might miss out. So therefore, I'm telling you that women that are minorities out there, women, you're first a minority, but you're twice a minority when you're black. And they're looking to giving billion-dollar contracts to minorities because they did some strategy and research and they discovered that there were very few minorities that were bidding on these billion-dollar contracts. So now if you're structured properly, you have a chance to compete for those billion-dollar contracts. And then they said, make mine five. They're $5 billion contracts, and then whip it on me. They have the whip program that they've also created, and some of these contracts are currently taking place now under the bridge contract for those who are economically disadvantaged and who have the proper paperwork in place. As I told you, the NIACS getting the SAM number, and also registering your company with IRS, checking the name, making sure that you are structured under that as an LLC or what have you. And then also making sure that you go and apply for the certification to become certified to do business with the government. There are contracts right here in the state of Indiana that is going on bid it for because there's no one set up with the structure to qualify for the certification prerequisites. Now, I'm a little discouraged about my own hometown and what's going on, but I aim to do something about it because being a contractor for the last 15 years, in the education field lets me know that I have been losing out on some contracts as well. I have been poor, just as poor as a church mouse as the rest of you have been. But I aim to change that. When you start out a middle-class person and you are broken down to the finest minute income level and on a fixed income level, you have to do something about that. People think when you retire that you want to stay on a low-income basis. I don't, and I don't think we should have to. Even if we have to pay Social Security a dollar back for every $2 we make or put our Social Security on hold and let it be there when we turn 66. But we got to start talking business talk, and this is tech talk. I'm an IT person. I know computers like the back of my hand, the hardware, building the motherboard, going in to put the memory in. I know those things. So then why am I not using them? I decided to connect with a couple of companies to help them to educate their youth on how to properly use the information highway and how to get their information out there in every website they can. If you haven't noticed, you go anywhere and put my name in, I'm there with a website or I'm there with an account. Because I am exposing myself to learning as much as I can about the IT world. Because as an IT person, if I don't know it, I can sit down and read it and figure it out. As a well-read person, I'm going to find the answer. And it's very vital that you should understand this is about laws. Just understanding the laws alone on your taxes will help you to be able to get a return. But if you cannot read and you're at a limited ability for reading, you will overlook a lot of returns and a lot of write-off on your taxes alone. So before you give your taxes over to that tax accountant, you should know a little bit about your taxes and what you can hope to obtain. And if you don't, you're just basically going out on a loss. Some of your losses can be wins. With your losses, you either pay up front or you recoup at the end. I've done taxes for corporate companies before, and I've done audits. I know what goes on. The same thing will go on for you in your small business once you are audited. You will need an enrolled agent, someone to go in and represent you if you're ever audited by the IRS. It's very vital that you should understand that if you're going abroad to do business, you have to have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed so that you are a strong corporation and a strong contingent. Say that with me, a strong contingent. Meaning that you are going to compete against other people with strong, structured corporation and business plans. Another thing about your business plan, there are free examples and demos of business plan, and there are many people that can help you to do the sample business plan until you structure your business plan in the manner that you want. It's very vital that in going back to the motherland, Kenya is a place that has made an offer to talk to Mr. Elmore about the possibility of returning for the celebration for next year. Not this year. Don't get it twisted. For next year. He's already talked to us briefly about the plans to talk to this gentleman again about what is necessary for us to return as businessmen and women. Looking at import-export business, how do we make trades to our motherland? How do we purchase and sell our goods? How do we even go over and excavate for some of their raw materials? It's very vital that you should know that we've been playing on these airways too much, wasting a lot of time and not disseminating information to the proper people to get something done. Now, I aim to get something done with my time, and I don't aim to just waste time chewing the fat about who did what or who shot John. This is about getting a piece of the motherland and being a part of an heir of a throne. You are an heir of a throne, aren't you? Every one of you who are African men should have an African name because truly you are an heir of a throne. I don't know what countries we all came from, but we should find that out, our DNA. What land did we actually come from? Some people say you can't find that. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. And because Africa is rich, you want a connection with them. And you can't seem to get a loan here. You can't go to the bank and get credit or a line of credit, and they don't want to help you when you establish yourself in a business, then why not get established in Africa? I know other brothers that are over there now doing import-export. They're established. Their families are well off, and they will be taken care of financially. And you should leave a legacy behind for your children. This is not all going to happen overnight. You got to take one step at a time. First, go down there and fill out your name search over at your general courthouse and get your name searched to make sure no one owns it. And you take the name and report it to the IRS and allow them to set you up under the IRS structure. It could be an LLC now, and you can add the arm on later. But the main thing is you got to get that NIAC number, and you got to get that SAMS number, and you got to get that Dun & Bradstreet number. Those are the things that will make you legit, to make you eligible, to be able to be certified, to be in the bidding category, to bid for these government contracts. Now, say this with me. Make mine five and whip it on me, because the government wants you to say that, because he's got these $5 billion contracts that he wants to give to minority women. And the WIP organization for the women is also working with women to go to workshops, seminars. And I've been in workshops all week long and seminars to tell you about how to properly structure your business, to tell you about the accountants that are out there that you need, and about the lawyers, to show you how to best become a businesswoman or man. They're out there. And if you're not going to these meetings, taking some time off, don't tell me about I'm too busy to take off, I ain't got no vacation time. Take sick time if you have to, but take the time to get to these meetings in your community. All you need to do is call your small business association and ask for a cash mentor, somebody to mentor you if you need to be walked through all this. Have them walk you through. Everybody should have a package in their hand to establish themselves as a contractor or a subcontractor. You don't, may not want to take on the whole contract and don't have the skills for it. You might just want to be able to work under a contractor and you subcontract your work or line of business. These things have to be done in decent order. But as Mr. Elmore says, he was taking people back to Africa. My question is, are you ready, brothers and sisters? Are you ready to get a yacht to own your own business and make your way back to the first meeting that we're going to have with heads of officials that will allow you to talk real business? I don't mean talk tech talk. I mean talk real business like the IT that you are. If you're formalizing engineering work, if you're doing industrial work, if you're doing graphic work, you are a businessman or woman. You can market yourself. If you're even working with areas of training babies and children, those are contractable items as well. But you've got to be structured like a business. Now, I don't know how many of you are on Etsy, but if you're not on Etsy and you have something to sell, put it on there. Put it on Amazon. But you got to start structuring yourself like a 1099 or a corporation. Now, for those of you who are still on 1099s, you want to graduate to a corporation so that you're no longer having to pay a lot of taxes, not to evade taxes, but you want to structure yourself right. It's very vital that you should understand that these men are talking business. They want to know what businesses do you have. And you can't be saying, a-dee-a-da-da. When you walk over there, you got to have all the preparation together. Because I'm believing that the next time Mr. Anthony speaks with this man by next year, it's going to take a whole year for you to get structured and get all your T's crossed and your I's dotted. And you're going to need this time. Our phone lines here are open at 645 478-0270. If you want to call in to talk to me, you can call in to talk to me now. And I put the phone number on there wrong again. It's 646-478-0270. So that number, there's a slight error there. It should be 646. Nevertheless, I will make that correction. Thank you so very much, because those who are listening now will gather this information, and you are going to stay with us and follow the leader, because we're on our way to a better place. And even if we go over there just for the meeting to structure ourselves under business, that doesn't mean you have to sell everything and head up and move to Africa. You can still do business on these airways, on these computers. That's why it's very important that you would sell your coat and go and buy yourself a computer. Sell some of your CDs and sell some of your audio equipment and TVs and go and buy yourself a computer. Because the next time you hear about the information highway, it is going to be via online. And if you do not have an online tool to communicate with, you are going to be outdated and left behind. And you don't want to be left behind for this celebration. This celebration will be a business meeting. It will be a work in progress, so that when you're sitting down at a table with the president of Kenya, you will be sitting down to discuss your business plan and the plans you have to do business with them. It's very vital that you should understand we got to think like a businessman and woman. We can no longer think like the next job, the next position, the next move you get, because the next move may mean you're on your way out the door. You know the old story, first, last hire, first fire. So we've got to get beyond that. I'm a retiree. Nevertheless, I don't want to be on a fixed income. I want to be able to make the ultimate amount of money so that I can leave a trust fund and a legacy behind. I don't want anyone to control me as I work, because I have good work ethics and I'm a hard worker. So therefore, I want to be able to make the maximum amount of money that I can, and I'm hoping you do too. Therefore, you're going to have to get yourself together and get on board of this love train. Get on board with this love train that is about to take off, ladies and gentlemen, in less than a year's time. Now, we're not just talking to chew the fat. I interrupted my airways last week to bring Mr. Anthony Elmore on because he had something to talk about, and we've been trying to get that meeting together for a while. Now, he'll be back on our show, and you don't want to miss it. So you want to tie that number in, 646-478-0270. And you want to be a part of what we're doing. And you want to make sure you follow the leader. This is the Oracle Reading Room with